Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, AJ. How are you?
How do you think I am?
I know. Well, I'm just trying to. Okay. All right. Well, because I was going to say, your main job today is trying to calm the panic in this city right now, because people and fans and some of us are kind of freaking out a little bit.
Yeah, we've got to play better, obviously. And, man, it feels like forever ago when we won the series against Tampa at home. It's been three series, and, you know, we haven't done enough to win, and I understand how that creates some stress on a lot of levels. And last night, I think, was probably worthy of angst and frustration because of the way that we just mentally fatigued our way to some really poor baseball. But it doesn't define us, but it, you know, we recognize, like, this has not been a great stretch, and we control that by bringing it today, salvage a game. We have a really fun homestand coming up, and there are a lot of teams that would trade places with us. Maybe not the way we got there in the last week to 10 days, but we have a good team, and we will bounce out of this, but we definitely need to bounce out of this.
Do you feel a sense of urgency from the players? And in that sense of urgency, if you do, is there the threat of they're trying to force themselves, each individual, to pull the team out of it all by themselves?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. And I do, there's a ton of urgency. And I think that's what probably people don't see or don't appreciate, is just how much it matters to these guys. And yeah, of course there's urgency and plenty of frustration. Our sport is designed to, like, just kind of beat you down over the course of 162. So we play today. So, like, do I want to talk a ton about last night in that clubhouse and continue to remind them, you know, how we let that one slip away and just didn't execute on a lot of levels? Like, no, we got to get our focus on Bailey Falter and trying to keep this Pirates offense has really struggled. Double-digit hits, five guys that had two or more hits yesterday. You know, we just haven't beat them at baseball. So I'm focused on what we can do today. I think our players are carrying a little bit of that burden. Like, I'm going to be the guy and do a little bit too much. And, you know, there was some positive last night. We got Bednar in the game. We hit a couple homers. Hopefully we can kind of catapult ourselves to a win today before a really tough homestand. But, you know, it's not a lack of, like, desire or effort or focus. Like, we've just played poorly at some really bad times of some games, and now it's piled up series after series, and we can correct it today.
You've always been very calm and patient with us. You've always, it's one of 162, and I know you mentioned this has been a tough stretch, and I don't know if this happened or would happen at this time. Has there ever a moment where you've gone full fire and brimstone and just, you got to get after them because you get frustrated as well?
Yeah. Well, I'd never tell you because it's counterproductive to like talk about, you guys can talk about stuff, but that's not how you run a team.
Yeah.
By coming out publicly and lashing, you know, out about your players and giving away things that I've had some private moments with these guys, but just know we're all focused on being better. And we were the first team to 30 wins, 40 wins, 50 wins, 60 wins. We can still be the first team to 70 wins. And that gets lost in sort of the beatdown for all of us, fans, players, coaches, managers, when you go through back-to-back bad series after the All-Star break. So there's plenty of passion involved with me and others. And it's just not a productive way to run a team by showcasing all that all the time.
For those who've watched baseball for a long time, great teams have streaks where they get really hot. And conversely, they have streaks like you guys are going through. I mean, every team goes through this. But to me, is it fair? What's disconcerting to me is it seems like, you know, bullpen and now even the starting pitching and the lack of hitting, it's all at once. Usually you just have one person or a few guys having a – but now, you know, you can go with Cole Keith as 1-for-24 and go on the starting pitching. Is that disconcerting at all?
Yeah, well, you just kind of gave the cliff notes of how you put together, you know, a sweep by the Mariners, a – a loss to the Rangers, a series loss to the Pirates. I mean, all those things contribute. And so obviously we've got to focus on the work and getting these guys going. We have a good team, and we can't possibly have put these wins together, without the production of all of those guys. So when it happens all at the same time, it's a problem. That's why our sport cannot be carried by, one player. It takes the starting pitcher has to get us off to a good start. Today, that's Troy Melton making his major league debut. The bullpen, we need the guys to come in and like Will Vest did in on Sunday Night Baseball and put the game away. And if your best players don't contribute in the middle of the order, it gets harder and harder. But it is what it is, and the answers are internal, and we need to, kind of get after it today, salvage a win, and try to flush this bad set of games, put it behind us.
You mentioned Troy Melton starting today. Why was now the right time to give him the ball on the mound?
Yeah, so he's nasty, first off. He's really good, and you're going to see some high-end velo. You're going to see some secondary pitches. Obviously, we hope he pounds the strike zone. So he'd earned his way from AA to AAA and now AAA to the big leagues, and we've been excited about Troy and the thought that he could help this rotation at some time this summer. So giving the whole rotation an extra start going into the Toronto series, which has turned out to be a really, really cool series for everybody involved, was important, and we're continuing to try to kind of find the spark of guy that can come up and contribute to a win. So I'm excited for him. He's excited. His family flew in from Southern California. And, I'm not sure they may have loved the flight from Newport Beach to Pittsburgh. That's probably as hard a flight as you can have, but man, he's a talented kid, and now's the right time to see what we have with this kid and see if he can help us, put up a good start and get us on a better track.
I want to ask you about Riley Green, AJ. He's obviously a terrific player. He's an all-star. Lots of home runs, but conversely, almost historic strikeout pace if he keeps it up. Did he do something with his swing that has changed his game from a guy who would drive the ball in the gaps to you guys maybe wanted him to hit more home runs and that's leading to the strikeouts? Or is it just he's swinging a lot of pitches in his eyes right now?
Yeah, he's trying to do too much. He's like the definition of the guy who's trying to he's in the middle of our order. He's a feature player. He's an all-star. He hears about it. Like he wants to be the guy. And we want him to be a complete hitter. We would never tell him, hey, just sell out for home runs. He does swing hard. He swings often. He has swung and missed a lot. He's off today. Probably the mental reset needed for him after, really hectic last week of the all-star game. And then he hasn't really gotten off to a great start in this post all-star break. So I think the overswinging, swinging at too many pitches, that is kind of signals to me that he's just trying to do too much and ignite this offense. He hit a homer on a first pitch fastball when we were down in Texas. I thought that might maybe get him better. But when we see Riley Green good, it's not the sellout full homer. Those are majestic and cool, and we're reminded how good he is. He's up to, 25, 26 homers already, and it's more of a complete hitter who's getting hits along the way as well.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
We're 8 days away from the deadline. How tough is it as a manager to talk to your players? I know some teams, they want their front office, their ownership to go, we're closed, go for it, let's do it. And others, they want to be here. Yeah. And they know that they may be gone.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. And I think we have our hands full on a lot of things that we need to deal with that don't involve the trade deadline. We know that's there. Everybody knows it. They get asked about it every day. Media, we try not to talk about it a ton because it's out of our control in the field. We do want the front office to look into the different things, and they're going to. They're going to do their part, try to make this team better. We need to make this team better on the field, and the execution issues are front and center more than, the headlines and rumors and curiosity. And, I don't want that to bleed into these players wondering if they're going to be a part of it. That's a hard task this time of year with the volume of attention that the deadline brings, but the fastest way to be bad.
We're seeing a story that right-hander R.J. Pettit has been promoted to Toledo. Is he going to be a guy you're going to bring up soon?
I don't know. I mean, he's you know, anytime you get promoted in the minor leagues, that's good. You want to be going that way. You don't want to be going the other way that often. So, we saw him in spring. You know, he's done everything he can in Double A. Now he's going to get promoted. Big physical kid. You know, I think he got in his first Triple A game last night. So, you know, a lot of times these are development topics that, you know, guys can, and there's opportunity to be had across the whole organization. And we saw a lot of promotions around the Futures game and All-Star game with some of the top prospects. You're going to see arms start to move and give these kids some challenges, but it's not always directly tied to what's going on in the big leagues. But when you get to AAA, you're a phone call away.
All right. AJ, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Good luck this afternoon.
You got it. Take care. It's going to be okay.
All right. Thank you. That's AJ Hinch, 97.1 The Ticket.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.